Dutch. Figures from the Society of Chartered Surveyors Ireland show that 4 in 10 house sales in the final 3 months of last year were because landlords exited the market. I'm joined now by Charlie Weston, Personal Finance Editor with the Irish Independent. Good morning, Charlie.
Good morning, Claire.
We know that the landlords were very unhappy with the budget measures from Budget 2023 in September. They were saying that there would be a massive exodus from the market as a result. Is that why they're leaving? Do we know why they're leaving?
Yeah, it seems to be a combination of things, Claire. And there is a huge number. Exodus is the word, isn't it? Exodus of landlords. 4 out of 10 sales in the last quarter of last year were generated by landlords, particularly small landlords, selling up. They say they're being squeezed out of the market. Now, there's a large number of factors at play here. The landlords would say the regulations around renting a home are overly complex. They would complain about low rental returns on the basis that there's rental controls in place, you know, the rent pressure zones that they cover most of the country now, particularly the larger areas. And they say, look, the housing standards are onerous. They have to register with the Residential Tenancy Board, and the regulations keep changing. But another huge factor would be many of them would realise, you know, taking all those things into account, that we're at the top of the market here now. You know, house prices are starting to soften and the interest rates are going up. So if they have a buy-to-let mortgage, they will probably be, if they're not fixed, you know, they'll probably be being hit with big increases in the mortgage rates. And even if they are fixed, they're probably saying to themselves, look, you know, I'm coming out of a fixed in a year or two and I'll be hit with a much higher rate. So maybe now's the time to get out. So it's not good. You know, we don't love landlords in this country. That would be a mild way of putting it. But we do need the small landlord. We need a variety of different kind of rental properties out there, really, Claire, because, you know, traditionally people would rent a home at a reasonable price, and that gave them a chance to build up a deposit, and then they would go and buy their own home. If there's fewer properties out there to rent, because these properties have been sold into the market, they're being bought by first-time buyers or second-time buyers, and if they're being sold and they're coming out of the market, they're not going to be available to rent. It squeezes people. It means they're paying too high a rent because there's very few properties to rent out there. Rents are very high, and they don't have the opportunity then to build up a deposit and buy their own home. So it's not a good situation.
How much can we read into this that, you know, 4 in 10 were sold by landlords in the last 3 months? They may have been bought by people who intend to rent them out.
Well, you know, this is a survey of estate agents by the Society of Chartered Surveyors of Ireland, and 8 out of 10 of the agents, the estate agents who were surveyed on this, said, look, we don't believe these buy-to-lets that have been sold, particularly the second-hand ones, we don't believe that they're going to be replaced in the rental market in the next 2 years. And we're seeing that from other figures as well. There's you know, we're at record lows in terms of what's available to rent. Like the most recent DAF.ie rental report showed just over 1,000 properties available to rent in November, and about 340 of those were in Dublin. So, I mean, first a city the size of Dublin and you know, 340 rentals is just, it's a pittance. So, you know, if they're not going to be returned in the rental market, it further exacerbates the problems in the rental market. And, you know, you have on top of that then the kind of bill to rent, the cuckoo funds are kind of, they're pulling back a bit because the interest rates have got higher. It's not as attractive for them anymore to be funding the building of rental properties that are built by a developer and bought by these cuckoo funds and then rented out. You know, so it's all very well for somebody who's in a, you know, in a good techie job, maybe in Google or whatever, who can afford one of those expensive build-to-rent properties. But, I mean, we need the smaller traditional mom and pop property landlord, you know, out there as well. They're needed in the market, unfortunately, and they just seem to be fleeing it now big time at the moment.
And we know that in the run-up to the budget, the call from the landlord representative groups was that they wanted interest relief of 25%. Now, that didn't happen. Very little happened. I think they might get the tax relief on the cost of buying a washing machine. But does this strengthen their argument for some sort of reliefs?
It would would seem to, Claire. It certainly would. You know, you're right. There was a lot of lobbying seeking tax relief in the build-up to the budget. But they're an unpopular cause, unfortunately, landlords. And if you speak to anybody who rents, and if you speak to students in particular, they'll tell you horror stories about people being turfed out at short notice, you know, getting a month in, maybe a student in their final year being told you have to find somewhere else, and of, you know, cash being demanded, which is not on the books. So, you know, they don't have a good reputation, but, you know, I would think you're right, Claire. This would strengthen their argument that something needs to be done to keep them in the market. And, you know, Sinn Féin would say that as well, that we need to look at why are they exiting, and we need to kind of examine what's going on here, because we do need lots of different types of rental property options out there for people. And it's not a good idea if we're just going to lose large sections of the rental properties. It's fine if they're being bought by families and they're being turned into homes, but we do need rental properties as well.
The broader picture then, Charlie, this report from the Society of Chartered Surveyors Ireland, what did it tell us about the overall picture, how house sales in 2022 compared with previous years?
A lot of uncertainty, Claire, I suppose, you know, and the estate agents are saying they don't see a major increase in property prices this year. Now, the most recent figures we had from the Central Statistics Office was about a 10% increase in prices. It is easing back, but often the Central Statistics Office figures are reflecting deals that were done a while ago, because they're based on stamp duty returns. But, you know, when the estate agents are surveyed as part of this, and they're saying, look, they just see a 1% increase in the first quarter of this year in prices, and another 1% increase in the rest of the year, which is, you know, great if you're buying a house. But on the other hand, if you're trying to get builders to ramp up their building, it makes it more difficult for them to get financing. And they're constantly complaining about financing. You know, given that property, as you were talking about there with Brian O'Connell, construction inflation is running at about 20-21%. You know, if prices are only rising by 2%, it makes the calculations quite difficult and messy. So we're going to see a very sharp slowdown in prices if these estate agents who are surveyed are correct, and that would mean that we're probably not going to end up building enough houses. There were probably about 25,000 houses completed last year, according to the surveyors, but we need at least 27,000 to be completed if the target in the government's the government's plans are to be met. And we have enough houses for people, you know. So,
all right, I'm sure we'll touch on that when we discuss all of this in the gathering a little bit later on too. But for now, Charlie Weston, personal finance editor with the Irish Independent, thanks as always for joining us on the programme. We're going to be talking about the films and TV releases to watch out for in the coming weeks. And we'll also hear a little more about Lisa Marie Presley following the announcement that she died overnight. That's coming up after the break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.